You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Queer young people are one of the most at-risk groups for suicide, largely due to social stigma. Data from the CDC shows that more than half of LGBTQ plus youth report having poor mental health. And now one of their main lifelines is gone. Joanne Kulatz reports.
Thursday marked the day LGBTQ plus Wisconsin youth lost access to specialized services on the Suicide and Crisis Prevention Hotline. According to a Trump administration directive, people contacting the 988 number will still have access to crisis services, but there won't be a press 3 option for the specialized line. Family Services, which administers the 988 hotline for Wisconsin, calls that deeply concerning because LGBTQ individuals, especially youth, are among the most at risk for suicide. The subnetwork was launched in 2022, and more than 14.5 million callers have used the line since then. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped create the hotline and calls the Trump administration's actions dangerous for LGBTQ youth.
The main 988 lifeline is still open to everyone. It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Meanwhile, how many times have we said this sentence? Wisconsin is joining yet another lawsuit against actions by the Trump administration. This time, it's over funding from FEMA. The suit argues that the Federal Emergency Management Agency unlawfully eliminated a program that worked to improve infrastructure to prepare for natural disasters. It provided grants that went to communities all over the country. It also argues that the Trump administration overstepped its authority, shutting the program down without approval from Congress. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and Iowa Senator Joni Ernst have introduced legislation that would expand access to mental health care for farmers. The proposed bill would seek to increase support for the Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network. The program connects ag workers to mental health resources. The bill would authorize an additional $15 million in funding for the network to hire more staff and address different needs among different groups and areas. Meanwhile, a Wisconsin farmer is slamming efforts underway to protect the weed killer Roundup. If a bill currently in Congress is passed, thousands of claims linking the product to cancer would be tossed out. Here's Terry Barr.
Hans Brighton Moser is speaking openly about the moves by Bayer, the owner of Roundup, to be legally protected from lawsuits filed against the company. More than 90% of the corn and soybean crops in the state are treated with a weed killer, and the Lincoln County farmer believes people have the right to hold a product accountable if there are health issues associated with it. There are more than 180,000 claims across the country, including Wisconsin, alleging Roundup caused cancer.
If you're producing a product and there's hazards with it, then you have to be able to step up and defend it. But to try and change the rules on how the referee operates so that you don't have to defend it is total BS, and we should be calling BS on that.
Brighton Moser also believes Bayer's lobbying is a part of a growing problem, the use of corporate money to influence state agriculture policy. Now, two states signed a bill this month to shield Bayer from these Roundup lawsuits. A similar bill is being discussed in six other states. We're waiting to see what Wisconsin decides to do.
The average payout from Roundup recently is about $150,000. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Miz takes on the Mariners. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Seattle, where the Brewers rookie, Jacob Mizorowski, faces the Mariners. The Crew winning last night 6-0. Brandon Woodruff went 6 innings on just 62 pitches, allowing only 2 hits in the shutout. Milwaukee now with an 11-game winning streak. NFL, the Packers sign right tackle Zach Tom to a 4-year deal worth $88 million, over $30 million in a signing bonus, the largest ever for an NFL offensive lineman. What makes Zach Tom so special?
I think he can play any position. He kind of found his home at right tackle. I think his versatility is one of the things that makes him special. I think he can play all five, and there's not a lot of guys that can do that. I would say that he's got the athleticism. I think he's a very intelligent football player, and he's played pretty consistent over the course of the last few years.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're in the Madison area and looking for a cool event, check out the annual Atwood Fest. This amazing music festival features three stages, great food, and great East Side vibes. Saturday, you can catch bands like Rare Element, Mama Dig Down's Brass Band, love that name, American Scarecrows, and Madison favorites VO5. Sunday features local favorites like Steely Dan, the Jeremiah Jams Band, and the Mark Hembry Bluegrass Band. Atwood Fest takes place, you guessed it, in Madison's Atwood Hood this Saturday, July 26th from noon to 10 p.m., and Sunday, the 27th, from noon to 7:30. Who doesn't love a Cinderella story, especially when it's literally a Cinderella story? Disney is in the works for a new take on the classic Rodgers and Hammerstein story of the overworked Cinderella. The new look will be told from the standpoint of the godparents. Jennifer Lopez is attached as an executive producer, but there is no cast attached yet. The original Cinderella dropped in 1957 with Julie Andrews playing the title character. If you're looking for a whodunit that takes place in a beautiful setting, here is one of Pete's picks that will fit the bill. Untamed stars Aussie actors Eric Bana and Sam Neill and is set in Yosemite National Park. Bana plays a federal agent who oversees the park alongside state park rangers led by Neill. The first scene, which involves two rock climbers and a dead body, will knock your socks off. Bana's character, Kyle Turner, tracks a killer while dealing with his own demons. Untamed dropped July 17th on Netflix, where all six episodes are available to stream. Wes Anderson fans, listen up, yo. His latest effort, The Phoenician Scheme, will be available to stream later this week. Deadline.com has announced the film will drop on Peacock Friday, July 25th. The film by the director of Rushmore and Bottle Rocket is certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes and stars Benicio del Toro, Tom Hanks, Michael Cera, and Scarlett Johansson. Two films in their first week of release cracked the top five, but could not unseat Superman as box office champ over the weekend. Superman's sophomore outing on the big screen brought in $57 million, more than doubling the take of another blockbuster in Jurassic World Rebirth. The film about the Man of Steel, directed by James Gunn and starring David Cornsweet and Rachel Brosnahan, has now taken in $235 million domestically in 2 weeks. Coming in second place with a distant $23 million big ones was the aforementioned Jurassic World Rebirth. The film has been in theaters 3 weeks now and has pulled in $276 million domestically, despite mediocre reviews. The two newcomers are Sony Pictures' I Know What You Did Last Summer reboot with $13 million, which was good enough for third place. And in fourth place, it was The Smurfs, which sang the blues with $11 million. Brad Pitt's F1 sped to fifth place with $9.5 million. Fear not, there is another blockbuster right around the corner in Fantastic Four. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of isolated thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. It's going to be muggy today with a high near 90 and a heat index near 100. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. It's going to be hot and humid tomorrow with a high near 94. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.